Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb here on a throwback Thursday. What is the good of the day, my friend?
Well, yesterday, you know how we talked about the all-in challenge?
Yes, I like that.
And how that's probably going to raise, you know, their goal was to raise $10 million, but it's probably going to raise hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because I think it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Along those same lines, there's a British World War II vet who celebrated his 100th birthday this past week.
Okay.
By raising $10 million for COVID-19 relief.
How did he do that?
His name is Tom Moore, and he rose to the rank of Army Captain while serving in British-ruled India and Burma, right? He said he set out to walk 100 laps of his back garden.
Nice.
Which is around in Bedfordshire, which is around 50 miles northwest of London.
And he's 100 years old.
100 years old. His original fundraising target was $1,250.
Wow.
But this little video he had or whatever it went viral. The site crashed at one point. And he ended up raising £9,790,623, which puts it close to around $10 million, American dollars.
That's amazing to me. That is unbelievable.
So
that is great.
If he can do it by himself, just raising $10 million, then this all-in challenge better break some records.
Yeah, no kidding.
Which, I mean, all it was, he said, is just do some laps around his back garden. And people, I mean, everyone was just started, let's chip in. It was almost as if they were wanting an excuse to just donate.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you know what else is, too, is that people want to donate. I know, you donate to something and then you hear later, oh, God, that none of the money went to the thing. But people want to attach the donation to something, all right, that feels pretty good, like something like that, rather than just saying, here's an organization, here's money. They go, no, the money is going to this, but I want to support this guy doing that or that guy doing it or whatever. This all-in challenge, like, yeah, there should be millionaires, hedge fund managers, guys who, you know, have a lot of money who go, you know what, Peyton Manning, $10 million to play golf with you and have dinner.
Yep.
Like, I'm just going to pay $10 million to do that. Like, you know, whatever, because this is the good part of this horrible pandemic is keep seeing stories like that rather than an old couple got raided by a bunch of bandits for their food, you know, and left starving. Like, no, it's we're raising money. A guy walking laps around his garden raised $10 million. That's great. That is a great story.
Just by himself. That's what I love. It's just, I mean, something so simple. I'm just going to take laps around my backyard because he's 100 years old. I guess he had a hip replacement surgery, so he has a walker. And
it's amazing how quick things go viral, right? I mean, a lot of it for the good, right? A lot of it's good like that, where he goes, yeah, I want to raise $1,000 and ends up going viral around the world. It raises $10 million. And remember, you know, or bad, like that woman that made that racist comment before she went to South Africa. Remember, she went on the plane, tweeted out that thing. By the time she landed, she was fired. Remember that? And had traveled the world twice or something like that. It was everywhere.
Yep.
People were monitoring her plane. So
lynch her when she gets off.
Exactly. But you get a lot of these stories where it's like some kid is like, you hear a story like, here's a little boy, he's selling lemonade for his mom who lost. And next thing you know, there's like a line 5 miles down the road of people who want to buy lemonade for this little boy who's raising money for his mom or something. It's awesome.
I think what it is, I mean, there's just people just want to donate right now.
Yeah.
Whether it's time, blood, sweat, tears, it doesn't really matter. People just want to donate right now. But I think they're tired of, I don't really know where the money goes to this fund or... You know, yeah, we can give to the Red Cross, but Red Cross won't use it just for this. They spread it out over many, many, issues going on.
Exactly.
And I just want to donate to COVID-19. And this is an avenue. All the proceeds that he raised, all the money he raised went to England has a public health care system.
Yeah, great.
And so it went to that.
Good. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was.
That is awesome.
By himself.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Come on, all-in challenge.
All right, what's the bad of the day?
I was hesitant on bringing this up.
Okay.
But
I like those.
Yeah. I mean, I know you saw it too. Jay Glazer.
Yes, I saw this yesterday.
He had teased all week long that he had some big NFL breaking news.
Right.
And that he was going to reveal it on Wednesday night. You know, on Fox Sports 1 or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know what show it was. And so, I mean, there was a lot of speculation.
Sure.
You know, and a lot of people are thinking, okay, does it have to do with the NFL schedule? Are there issues with the draft? It was going to be huge breaking news. And the breaking news is that that Rams center, he's the center for the Rams, Brian Allen, is the first known player in the NFL to have the coronavirus.
Right.
I just felt that that was kind of dumb.
No,
I mean,
that
it was,
was
just kind of bad. I mean, it's, you know, it was almost as if he was taking advantage of a situation purely to boost his clicks.
Yeah, and that's a problem. I didn't like that either because, again, you are teasing a public that is desperate for other things than coronavirus news.
Yeah.
And they're anticipating something that they can digest that is not about this virus all the time. And then you give them coronavirus news.
Right.
Which is like, and the other thing too is, okay, so you're a football fan. Again, it's news that you want to argue with your friends or make a post and or tweet something about or say this is dumb or this is smart or this is brilliant or whatever it is, however you want to have a take on that bit of news. But you can't, what take is this? Hope you get better, Brian. Hope you recover. Well,
I mean, honestly,
that's all I got.
Yeah. The only other thing that was happening was, I mean, Twitter just had a field day slamming Jay Glazer left and right.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, it's like, good. You know, it's terrible. It's like, I don't blame him.
Good.
You know, I mean, we're hoping it's like, oh, do you have the scoop on a big trade going down? I mean, draft is a week away. What, you know, is, you know, did the Dolphins move up? Is Joe Burrow dead set on not wanting to be a Bengal? I mean,
that's what I was wondering.
Everything,
right?
we're speculating everything because we're getting to the point where it's going to be crazy time.
Right. Because any day now, you brought up Burrow, any day now could be Burrow camp finally breaks silence. They will not play for Cincinnati, right? Or whatever it is, right?
Exactly.
Like if they're going to make the Eli Manning move, the next couple of days is when you're going to start hearing it. If there was any truth to what we had heard a couple of months ago, right after the college football season,
yep.
Where everybody was like, I don't think he wants to play for the Bengals. Does he want to play for the Bengals? I don't think he wants to play for the Bengals. And we kind of let that stew in the pot for a bit, and then we were like, maybe we just are creating something out of nothing. Maybe, you know, this is not a non-story. Well, there are people who believe that there was something there. It may be microscopic, but there are people who think that there was something there. If there was something there, the next couple of days is when you're going to hear it. So, yeah, it would be reasonable to think that that was something that Jay Glazer was going to break. That he heard it from a really good source that the Burrow camp is going to make a demand to the Bengals. Trade, either don't pick us or trade that pick. Because we will not sign with you.
I know.
It's a coronavirus out, you know, test on a player.
Player tested positive coronavirus. I mean, what? Why? Why hold on to that information? What does it do? What does it serve for you? Except, you know, you had breaking news that you were gonna that you held on to. I mean, literally held on to it for like 2 to 3 days and kept teasing about it.
Sad. And it's sad that they live in that. You know, again, we all live in the click world. We all live in the ratings world. We need numbers. I get it. But my God, the length some of these guys will go to just to accomplish that. It's got to be a mind-numbing existence.
But it's just got to stop. I mean, it'd be better. I mean, I guess if we didn't click on it or if we didn't care.
Yeah.
But we can't. We can't as a society not care because we honestly thought it could be anything.
Before you get to the dumb, the perfect example of that is when both Adam Schefter and Glazer and a couple of other guys felt the need for many years to tell us who a team was picking before the announcement of the draft. Nobody I knew liked that. Nobody. I had never heard a caller, somebody in the hallways of a radio station I worked at, fans, buddies, whatever. Nobody liked it. Yeah. They wanted it to be the Oscars. They wanted it to be the Academy Awards, whatever. They wanted the commissioner to tell them in a big announcement.
To that same point, and which is probably how he rose to such fame, was Adrian Wojnarowski.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, there's been a couple of drafts. There was a couple of drafts. Now it's him and Shams Charania both are like neck and neck doing this. But for years, Woj had every single draft pick before the draft was announced.
Yeah.
Before that pick was announced. And it was just Woj bomb after Woj bomb after Woj bomb. Just, you know, yeah, we've kind of grown accustomed. Like, let it just be the award show atmosphere that they're trying to be.
And those guys thought, well, this is what I do.
Yeah, right?
This is what I have to do. I know people hate it, but I'm not gonna not do it so that somebody else does it.
But at least with them, they're giving us news right then and there. They're not teasing
it, right?
You know, a couple of days ahead of time. That's what I just couldn't get past, was just the teasing a couple of days ahead of time. It's like, come on, you don't need that's not news.
Good, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good bad for the good, the bad, and the dumb. Speaking of dumb, what's the dumb of the
day? Let's turn it around. Huh?
Let's flip it over.
Game show fails.
Oh,
here we go. Two of them.
Yeah, I heard about this one.
Which one?
Well, the Jeopardy one.
The Jeopardy one.
Well,
that's
the big news.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's listen to it. This what happened yesterday. Yesterday was there was somewhat of an important day yesterday. It was Jackie Robinson Day, and here's what the contestant had to face.
One of the topics covered in a Major League Baseball course at Arizona State is this player who broke the color barrier in 1947. Chauka.
Who is Babe Ruth?
Nope. Nathaniel.
Who is Jackie Robinson?
Yes.
Yeah, Babe
thank
Ruth.
God it's, the guy knew. Now, let's preface this for a little bit.
Some man came in and rescued the Jeopardy segment.
I'm going to preface this for a second. This is, you know, it's college week on Jeopardy.
Right, right.
But, I mean, I don't know. I would think everyone would know Jackie Robinson. And I don't want to put myself in a bubble.
Okay.
You know, in that bubble. But
right. I got it. But here's the deal. I thought everybody knew Babe Ruth was white.
Well, maybe not. There is that conspiracy theory.
Well, it's true, but I mean, I guess.
Yeah, no, I would have thought the same thing.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay, like she may go, I don't know the answer to this, but I know it's not Babe Ruth.
She literally clicked that button and just named off the only baseball player she knows.
That's exactly right. But no,
she did go on to win that game yesterday.
Quick question before you get to the other one, because I know we're short on time, but quick question. Do you blame them? Because sometimes you just go, I just got to punch in. I just got to punch in and just take my chance.
I'm sure they all do that.
Jeopardy. Like I got to, the buzzer has to buzz, because I've been told by my brother-in-law, they said to him when he was on Jeopardy, they said that, you have to press it at a certain, the moment you press it, like if you press it a microsecond before, that's it. Like, so you're better off. You can't buzz in before the question is finished, so you have to time it. So as soon as he's done with the question, you got to hit it. Otherwise, you get locked out. But if you press it before Alex Trebek, if you press it before he finishes the question, you get locked out too. So you have to time it. So there's a nervousness of, am I going to get this in on time? You know, am I going to get this in? No. Oh, shoot, I don't even know that answer. God, what am I doing?
I know.
Right? And then you panic and you say Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
All right, what's the second one?
The second one, unfortunately, I saw audio. It wasn't great audio. There was a guy talking over the audio. He was like filming his TV and talking over it. So I didn't want to use that one. I was trying to find an original one, but I couldn't.
Okay.
But this one involves the Price is Right contestant.
Awesome.
Who won the Showcase Showdown.
Awesome.
You know what the big prize was? Because obviously this was filmed months ago.
Months ago.
The big prize, a trip for himself and three others to... The Stanley Cup Final.
Oh, well done. Price is Right. Oh, got to grab that and got to offer him something else, like a big TV and a lifetime supply of Netflix.
And I'm looking at it. It's a young guy.
Oh.
There's not a doubt in my mind that he didn't go money option on this one.
Yeah,
that he
right.
was like, me?
No.
A trip for me and three of my buds to whatever city, the Stanley Cup Final, you know, hotels paid for, airfares paid for. I'm in. You know, me and three of my friends, we're going to have a great time whatever night that's going to be.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. We're going to Throwback Thursday. Wake up call, ESPN Nation Radio.